This is Nanometrics Economic Roundup.
Hi guys, welcome to another episode of the Economic Roundup, and I am Adetayo. With me, I have Olumide Adesina, the investment analyst at Nanometrics, and basically, we are going to be discussing everything NPR. On Thursday, the CBN reduced the NPR rates, and we'll be discussing with Olumide, who is a much better, more knowledgeable person than I am, to break down what the repercussions are for the Nigerian economy and what it means for banks and what it means for all the stakeholders, basically. And you know, it's really interesting times because of this whole COVID-19 issue that we're dealing with already. And you know, many nations of the world are in, you know, basically panic mode or in moments of uncertainty. And so Nigeria is not left out of the whole hassle of the uncertainty, and as we are basically trying to deal with the whole COVID-19. And so Olumide, take us through what happened on Thursday.
Good to have you, Adetayo. Yesterday was that the central bank governor, led by Godwin Emefiele, had a meeting around 2:20 p.m. yesterday, and after the discussion, the committee made some headlines. The rate was reduced by 100 basis points from 13.5 to about 12.5.
Which you didn't expect,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it was a shocker in the finance world, yeah. Then the CRR, that's the cash reserve ratio, yeah, was kept at 27.5, and that was a downturn for the banks because that's the amount of cash you have the banks keep with the ratio of cash the banks keep with the central bank.
Yeah,
the asymmetric corridor too was left at the same basis point, and that's really how the central bank interferes in the monetary policy. So at the downside, it was not really good news for the banks, and the stock market showed that yesterday.
Okay, that's great. We'll get to that. So so the current situation on ground right now, what does that mean? You know, what was the CBN trying to achieve with the reduction of the NPR rate?
Yeah, basically what the central bank did yesterday was that, based on the voting pattern, we saw that about 7 of the 10 MPC members voted for the 100 basis point deduction. It was even it got even quite worse, that about 2 others voted for 200 more basis point deduction. So what they really wanted to achieve was that they wanted to stimulate the economy.
Yep.
You know, we are coming from COVID-19 crisis, and what if you have seen his agenda was supporting small businesses, reducing the cost of borrowing,
yep,
and bringing more liquidity into the
Nigerian economy.
So that was one of his focal points. Yeah.
Okay, so basically from what you're saying, the bank, they're trying to stimulate the economy by making lending cheaper.
Yeah.
And so how does this then affect the banks, you know, in more technical terms?
Okay. Yeah, but you know, like I said yesterday, recently that this is bearish for the banks, because if you look at what just happened, it made the cost of borrowing cheaper for the citizens, those that borrow from the banks.
The banks cheaper.
Yeah. But lending for the banks, it reduced their margin, because usually banks borrow short term and lend long term.
Yeah.
So the spread got narrowed. And you see the downside has been that the CRR too was upgraded months ago. The CRR was about 22 points, and it was increased about 500 basis points to about 27.5, which was still kept at the same point. So now the banks have little cash to move around, do you understand?
Yeah.
And you need to understand that the non-interest income from their latest earning also reduced, because a lot of people are staying at home, so the transactions and transactions got reduced, and this affected their bottom line, you know.
Okay.
So it has affected the bank negatively. So
okay,
we foresee that the banks now have to start tightening their nozzle, you know. Yes, the CBN wants to borrow, but the problem we have is that who do the banks borrow to? Do you understand? Because a lot of businesses don't really meet what the banks really want, you know. And
in terms of lending,
and if you can see what happened recently, a couple of months ago, the CBN had to deduct about the trillion era because they didn't meet the loan to deposit ratio. That was about 65% threshold.
Yeah.
So there was a deduction from the banks, and that really affected liquidity at that point. But coming forward, the banks were able to cushion from the fact that the CBN pumped in more liquidity to the market, especially through the Forex and the recent IMF loan that Nigeria got about $3.4 billion, coupled with the fact that crude oil prices had appreciated for about 40% since the beginning of COVID-19.
Yeah.
So we thought that the central bank will leave things as it were. And furthermore, the central bank had already started eating at currency speculators. So we saw an hawkish move. So most of the investment bankers felt that, oh, this will be a time that the central bank will leave rates unchanged. But we got a shocker yesterday.
Yeah, it was definitely a shocker. And so how does that align with the government's fiscal policy, this move by the central bank?
Over the period of time, we've seen that Emefiele had been dovish in his approach, and he had always been in line with the Buhari administration. However, we know that one of the key points of Buhari's administration is to support the growing economy and the agricultural economy particularly, and we've seen that trend in the way the agenda is being carried out. But the issue we have here is that the fiscal policies are not doing enough to support the monetary aspect, because the cost of governance is still expensive. Just recently, about months ago, the National Assembly approved millions of dollars for cars, and you see that would have done a lot for the normal Nigerian. Don't forget that 87 million of Nigerians are living
under poverty,
about with $1.90 a day, and that's to show that we have low purchasing power. So I think that as much as we are the monetary stakeholders as doing their best in supporting the fiscal end is not really supporting we can't rule them out that they've not done anything at all, because if you look at the petrol subsidy, they've tried to solve that aspect, and that will save us about 450 billion naira, and that's going to do a lot. And if you look at the downturn of smuggling has reduced, and that has really helped, you know, the border closure and stuff like that. So we still expect more reforms from our fiscal stakeholders, you understand, and we expect that investment should be done in aspects like education and digital economy, because that's one of the major challenges we have in our system, you know.
Yeah. Thank you, Olumide. Me, basically, from how I see it, though, I feel like the banks are just, you know, if they are disgruntled by the reduction of the MPR, I think they're just crying foul, because I feel like the government has to do what they need to do in terms of trying to stimulate the economy. The only way, basically, you have to spend your way out of recession.
Yeah.
And they need to be more, you know, they need to be more creative with weight or how, or revisit the model at which they give out loans.
Okay.
Yeah, I know that they have to meet some certain type of criteria in terms of character, capacity, collateral, etc.
Yeah.
But, you know, even GT, for example, has quick credit, you know.
Yeah.
They have, so banks need to find more creative ways to give out loans, because the essence of banking is taking from the surplus to give to the deficit.
Yeah.
And so therefore, like people like me and you, basically, or people, random SMEs all over Nigeria should be able to access loans. And that way, they create more jobs, stimulate the economy, stimulate the industries that they are serving.
Yeah, yeah,
and that way, we have, you know, a whole economic...
Yeah, but let's be fair. The banks have been doing a lot recently. You know, if you take a case study of GT that you just mentioned recently, they've been supporting the creative industry, the fashion and food industry.
That's a good point, yeah.
And if you also look at the macro lending among banks, it has improved recently. But I think the issue we have is that the banks are the most productive part in Nigeria's economy.
Yeah.
So the eye is usually on the golden egg, you understand? But I think the problem is that the banks really have one issue about the quality of their borrowers, how many business meet their benchmark, you understand? These are one of the problems we have. Most of the startups we have in Nigeria don't have the quality to meet these banks' metrics, because you can't expect a bank that depends on depositors' funds to just throw money anyhow.
Yeah,
and
they have
people
to be
don't really understand that. People don't really understand that. People expect that the banks are for their Christmas, you understand? But it doesn't work things like that. It doesn't work like that.
Yeah.
And don't forget that the bank is heavily regulated. So depositors' funds are kept in a very, very safe manner.
Okay, then, before we round up, I just want to get your quick take on what are projections moving forward in terms of the Nigerian economy and how banks will deal with this. Would this CBN's reduction of MPR stimulate the economy in terms of forcing banks to lend more in this period? Yeah. Do you think it's going to change anything, or is it just going to still be status quo?
I think based on certain analysts that I spoke with, my colleagues in the banks, I think this is like more of a show, because what happened is that if you look at the rate that has dropped to about 12.5, and that's the lowest in a couple of quarters. Usually from 2016, MPR rate has been kept at about 14%.
Yeah.
And if you look at the data coming out from GDP, the result came at 1.87.
Yeah.
And that's one of the lowest since 2018 third quarter.
Yeah.
So we expect that the banks will keep on going, we won't change their status quo, going on forward, because the bottom line is that the CRR was kept at that rate, so they need to protect their benchmarks, and at the same time they have to reduce their bad loan, which got them in trouble years back.
Non-performing loans.
We saw what happened to SkyBank, which was taken over by the Asset Management of Nigeria. So we need to look at that. We need to look at the fact that the banks can't really do magic about monetary policies. But this really, going forward, I think with the quantitative easing that is happening, we expect inflation projection to increase to a base to about 14% per annum. So this really will bring in high cost of goods and services. So the way banks will beat this margin is that they have to just keep trying their best on non-interest revenue, improve other means of getting, because we don't see any upside from what has happened yesterday.
Well, that's Olumide Adesina's prediction. That is not going to change anything. That everything is just a show.
Yeah.
We thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you so much, Olumide. Thank you for subscribers Adita, for listening.
Yeah.
Don't forget to like, subscribe, and also don't forget to subscribe to our premium Stock Select newsletter, where you get all the investment advice that you need to operate as a retail investor in the Nigerian economy. So have a nice weekend. Take care, guys.
This is Nairametrics Economic Roundup.